From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The House is set to give final congressional approval to a bill restoring emergency unemployment benefits for Americans who've been out of work for more than 6 months. The Senate approved the measure last evening after some final verbal skirmishing. GOP Senator John Kyle of Arizona.
The extension likely would have passed weeks ago if Democrats had simply agreed to pay for it now by cutting other federal spending.
But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid accused Republicans of dragging their feet to make political points.
Perhaps the overwhelming majority of Republicans think that since they've turned their backs on the unemployed for so many months, what's another few days?
The White House says President Obama will sign the bill quickly once it reaches his desk. The measure authorizes states to send retroactive payments to an estimated 2.5 million people whose jobless benefits ran out last month. New claims for unemployment benefits are up, increasing last week by the largest amount since February. That follows a sharp decline the previous week. Some of that swing is being attributed to seasonal factors. Two American troops are dead in Afghanistan after their helicopter went down in the southern part of that country today. The NATO spokesman says it's not yet clear whether the chopper was shot down. NPR's Quil Lawrence says two other NATO troops have been killed in clashes with Taliban fighters.
International forces, along with Afghan soldiers, are in the midst of a gradual push into insurgent-controlled areas around the birthplace of the Taliban movement, the southern city of Kandahar. NATO sources describe hundreds of insurgents killed and captured in the past several weeks. But this summer is also on track to become the deadliest period for foreign forces in 9 years of war. An average of 3 NATO soldiers have died every day here so far in the month of July, the majority of them Americans. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
A special prosecutor has concluded that the firing of 9 U.S. attorneys during the Bush administration was inappropriately political but not criminal. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the end of the 2-year probe means former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is no longer under investigation.
Gonzalez had come under scrutiny for his testimony to Congress about the dismissals, but a prosecutor says there's not enough evidence to bring false statements charges against Gonzalez or his former chief of staff. It's the first time in years that Gonzalez has emerged from a cloud of investigations into the accuracy of his sworn testimony. His lawyer, George Terwilliger, says the former attorney general fell victim to Washington blood sport. But congressional Democrats say the decision not to prosecute is no vindication of the Bush official. Gonzalez now teaches, and he says he's writing a book, but he hasn't got a publisher. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
A tropical storm system that's expected to move into the Gulf of Mexico is forcing crews on dozens of ships involved in dealing with the oil spill to prepare to evacuate. The relief well is being put on hold for now. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on Vietnam to improve its human rights record if it wants to realize its full potential as a country. Clinton met with top Vietnamese officials in Hanoi today.
We discussed our shared interest in expanding trade to create jobs in both countries, and I am very much supportive of Vietnam's participation as a full member in the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
But Clinton also noted the Vietnamese government's intolerance of dissent, attacks on religious groups, and restrictions on internet social networking sites. The country's deputy prime minister stood stone-faced at her side as she spoke. Archaeologists have discovered another ceremonial monument near Stonehenge in southern England. Larry Miller reports from London the discovery was made without any digging.
The archaeologist pushed a scanner that looks a lot like a lawnmower over the fields around Stonehenge, which created a picture of what's beneath the earth. Unlike the famous 4,500-year-old circle of boulders, it identified a second circular area thought to have once held 24 upright wooden posts, Birmingham University professor Vincent Gaffney.
And at some point, a burial mound was actually inserted within the enclosure itself as well. So it was permanently changing. It would have been a major visual monument within the landscape, looking at Stonehenge.
More could yet be discovered. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Rescue crews are expected to resume their search today for a climber missing in the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. 16 injured climbers were airlifted to safety there yesterday from a mountain that had been pounded by a severe thunderstorm and lightning. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.